Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God, shalom brethren. It's a new week and I pray that the Lord will bless the week for us and renew His mercy as they are new every day as we set out this week in Jesus' name. It's your brother, Brother Gideon, and I will be bringing the daily devotion this week. My thought is around a phrase that Joshua had said in Joshua 24. So I will be reading from Joshua 24. We'll start from verse 1. May the Lord bless the sharing and the reading of His word in Jesus' name. So, then Joshua assembled all the tribes of Israel at Shechem. He summoned the elders, leaders, judges, and officials of Israel, and they presented themselves before God. Joshua said to all the people, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Long ago, your ancestors, including Terah, the father of Abraham, and Nahor, lived beyond the Euphrates River and worshipped other gods. But I took your father Abraham from the land beyond the Euphrates and led him throughout Canaan and gave him many descendants. I gave him Isaac, and to Isaac I gave Jacob and Esau. I assigned the hill country of Seir to Esau, but Jacob and his family went down to Egypt. Then I sent Moses and Aaron, and I afflicted the Egyptians by what I did there and brought you out. When I brought your people out of Egypt, you came to the sea, and the Egyptians pursued them with chariots and horsemen as far as the Red Sea. But they cried to the Lord for help, and He put darkness between you and the Egyptians. He brought the sea over them and covered them. You saw with your own eyes what I did to the Egyptians. Then they lived in the wilderness for a long time. I brought you to the land of the Amorites, who lived east of the Jordan. They fought against you, but I gave them into your hands. I destroyed them from before you, and you took possession of their land. When Balak, son of Zippor, the king of Moab, prepared to fight against Israel, he sent for Balaam, son of Beor, to put a curse on you. But I would not listen to Balaam, so he blessed you again and again, and I delivered you out of his hand. Then you crossed the Jordan and came to Jericho. The citizens of Jericho fought against you, as did also the Amorites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Hittites, the Hivites, Jebusites, but I gave them into your hands. I sent the hornets ahead of you, which drove them out before you, also the two Amorite kings. You did not do it with your own sword and bow, so I gave you a land on which you did not toil, and cities you did not build. And you live in them and eat from the vineyards and olive groves that you did not plant. Now, fear the Lord and serve Him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your ancestors worshipped beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Amen. That will be the phrase that I want us to look at. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. This was Joshua speaking to the Israelites as sort of a farewell message that he was bringing to them after they had, you know, gone through a lot of conquest. They had gone through the journey, and, you know, he was reading to them a summary of the journey that they've been through together. You know, as the world tarries very long, History always repeats itself, and it will keep repeating itself. Like the words of Solomon, he said that there is nothing where it can be said, see, this is a new thing that has never happened before. No, there is nothing that is new under the sun. The same spirit that the people of old fought is the same spirit, is the same human nature, and also the spirit of the air, you know, the spirit that controls the affairs of this world, that we, the believers of this last age, also have to fight. And, you know, so back to my thought about Joshua reading a summary of the journey of the children of Israel, which, you know, by itself is a good thing for every Christian to do. You know, as we walk this road for a bit, and after a while, it's good to sit down and take stock of our journey so far. Where did we fail? Where did we experience God's hand of strength, you know, in victory? Like a song says that each victory helps you to win another victory. So it's good to take pause and take stock, to take some time to take stock frequently in this journey. So Joshua was taking stock with the children of Israel. He was describing the victories that they had won for them in the past, but that the Lord had won for them in the past, at times when they were faced with challenging situations. You know, he reminded them of how, you know, from their ancestors, Terah, Abraham, Nahor, how they were, in fact, idol worshippers before God translated Abraham to a higher life. He reminded them of how he translated their fathers from that darkness, from that kingdom of darkness, into a higher kingdom, which is the kingdom of his Christ. And that is exactly what I intend to do today. I want to follow in that path to remind us of how God translated us from the kingdom of darkness by calling us out of the systems of men, from the tradition of men, from the unclean things of that woman, Jezebel. Just as Joshua did, reminding the children of Israel, I would like to remind us also that after the Lord has translated us, we who were once dead in sin and trespass, into the kingdom of his dear son, we who he raised from the dust, we the poor and the nobodies in the world, he lifted us from the dust and the dunghill and made us to sit with princes. Hallelujah. And to make us inherit the throne of glory. That's what the prayers of Anna in 1 Samuel 2:8. After the Lord has done all of this, Joshua said to the people that the Lord gave you a land that you never labored for. Just as he has given us the Holy Spirit, a measure of himself, which we did not labor for. He has given us a calling into the bride, a bridal calling. He has made us some of the very few responders to the midnight cry. He has called us into the category of the wise virgin, the highest calling. And as Joshua said, he has won many battles for us through this higher calling of the midnight cry. You know, brothers, the message of Malachi 4:5-6b, the way I usually like to say it, is the only truth that brings sanity to Christendom in this 21st century. It is, in fact, the only shot that Christ has at having a bride in the midst of this table that is completely full of vomit. That's no wonder he says that he would come and curse the whole thing if he didn't send that message. Now, after all of this, I also say, as Joshua said to the children of Israel in that lengthy reading that I had done before, that if it is undesirable for you to serve the Lord at this point, if suddenly to walk in this evening light suddenly seems evil to you, if it is undesirable to follow in the truth that even opened your eyes to the truth that made the Bible come alive to us, to make the Bible to come alive to you, then I adjure you to choose this day whom you will serve, whether it be the gods that your fathers followed on the other side of the 19th century, where they didn't even know how many gods they served, where they didn't even know the kind of baptism that was correct, where they were all confused with no understanding of the sonship of Jesus Christ, where they didn't even know the rapture, how the rapture that they looked forward to would happen, where they weren't even conscious of any rapture. I adjure you this day to choose this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we have found the midnight cry that Jesus spoke about. We have found that Christ, that voice that Christ talked about to John in Revelation 10:7. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Choose you this day whom you will serve. The Lord bless you.